a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are one more day for some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. And I'm here to help you get focused on the thoughts and the actions you need to take to get closer to those goals, those plans, that vision that you've created for yourself. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, putting yourself through this because you are determined. You are determined to improve those areas of your life that you're taking the time to think about. And thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me to allow me to poke and prod and get you to think about these things. Most of the time, I hope that if you're taking the time to do this, that you get positive, you get excited, you live with that state of anticipation that there's something that I'm going to say, there's something that's going to stimulate thought in your own mind that is going to get you closer, get you excited. You're doing something for yourself. You should be living in that state of mind while you're listening to this podcast more often than not. I also know that there's going to be a lot of times where I say things and you're going to, oh, God, I hate talking about this stuff. I hate listening to this stuff. It's almost painful for you to continually poke and prod at these things that you say that you want to improve upon, but they don't seem like all of this is doing any good. It doesn't seem like you're getting closer at all to those goals, those plans, that vision, becoming that man, that person that you really want to be. And at the same time, you're disciplining yourself to listen to this anyway. Those times can be painful. And if you feel that too much, you know, you're going to shy away. You're not going to follow through with your discipline. So, you know, sometime, some way, somehow, as your coach, I'm going to have to do a good job of both of those, using both pleasure to help stimulate that thought, get you to take actions, become your best self. Use all of that talent, all those resources that you have available to you that maybe you're not even taking advantage fully of. And those resources are yourself, your creativity, your determination, your people skills, right? Maybe those resources are things that you haven't creatively put together, but they're available to you. Maybe your family, your friends, maybe coaches or mentors, maybe it's podcasts or websites or emails that if you just took the time to follow through with those resources, I mean, they're there to help you. It's just about you exploiting those resources. So it's the resources within yourself and those resources that are already out there, right? You're just not fully committing to them and really acknowledging that they're there to help you and using their power, right? So it's putting this all together in those good times, which I hope you feel a lot of the times as we connect in this manner. Those challenging times, again, where maybe you're reminded that, man, I'm getting no closer. This doesn't seem to, it doesn't seem like it's all paying off. And it's like listening to this type of podcast, this stimulation is almost like, you know, scratching your fingers on a chalkboard, so to speak, right? It's almost painful. It's just that you have to tell yourself that some way, somehow, this is going to help me out. And then there's all those times in between. I don't know where you are right now with all of this. I don't know where you are right now. But use that pleasure and use that pain, too, to help you as you go through this process. Just understand and appreciate that we're doing this for half an hour every single day. That if you can just get through it, it's like going to the gym. Such a great analogy. You know, sometimes you don't feel like showing up. Sometimes you do. It's just that you persist. You go through it anyway. It's not going to last forever, and you're going to feel so great about yourself just for getting through it like you promised yourself. And what happens a lot of times is when you just persist anyway, you overcome those feelings of, I don't want to do it. And once you get going, it's a lot easier and it's a lot better than you thought it was going to be. So it's a lot of this MTC, mental toughness conditioning. It is exercise. It is stretching yourself. And the more you can show up for this podcast, you can check it off, follow through with the promises that you've made for yourself with this daily discipline, right? And I'll ask you, what state are you in right now? How close are you to a 10 where you're living with that anticipation, that excitement, right? That passion, that willingness to do whatever it takes to really focus on those plans, those goals, that vision, that person you want to become. How close are you to a 10 right now? Right now as you're listening to this podcast. And if it's less than a 10, that's okay. All right? But just I want you to just be conscious of it, right? Now, if it's, let's just say it's a 7, right? Not bad, not terrible, right? 7. What can you do right now? What can you do right now? Again, your personal resource, that potential, that power that you have already within you, and the resources around you, all the things that you've seen and done that have worked in the past, what can you do right now to just crank it up? Crank it up to an 8. What can you do? A couple jumping jacks, right? Fist pump in the air. Start moving your body quickly. Start talking a little bit faster, right? Focusing in on something that you really want that'll bring you all kinds of pain and pleasure. You be the man if you accomplish. Maybe it's something that, oh, you're disgusted with in your life and you know you have to do something just for a brief moment. You know, scrunch your face up, shake your body. You know, what can you do right now? Think about it. Again, if we could just raise that state from a 7 to an 8, man, this could be the podcast that makes all the difference for you. Definitely get you in that groove, creating that momentum. You just become stronger and stronger, just like working out in the gym. But you got to get closer, as close as you can, to that 10 every single day, even if you don't realize it, even if it doesn't seem so measurable. It's just as it stacks over time. Here we are at Morning Connection podcast number 151. By the time we get to Morning Connection podcast number 251, man, you'll have so much power. But you got to put that effort in just for this half hour. Look, I'll be doing the driving. I'm just stimulating thought. You just have the courage and the confidence to just be open to this, because it's just going to help you out. So there's a lot of things that I've been talking about the last couple of weeks that I want to kind of all tie together here. And one thing I want to first talk about is deadlines, right? Deadlines and self-imposed deadlines. Now, we all can think back, and I don't know what kind of student you were back in school, and maybe you're a student right now, is when the instructor, the teacher, gave us this term paper, right? They said, okay, in 3 months, at the end of the semester, you have to do this gigantic paper. And remember back when you were at school, it just seemed like it was so huge. I mean, you would just have to be so creative, so disciplined. I mean, this paper, it would just take you so long, so many pages, so much thought has to go into, so much research, so much preparation, this term paper, right? Long project, just stretching yourselves to just grow. Yet you had 3 months to get it done, right? And so, you know, you took on the challenge. Sometimes really at the beginning, oh, this is so important. You put so much pressure on yourself. It was too big. It was too big of a project for you to really comprehend. But you had 3 months to digest it, to get mentally and emotionally ready for it, to line yourself out, to schedule your day so that you got all of this work done. And you felt somewhat comfortable with the project because you had so much time, 3 months, to do it. Although it seemed overwhelming, you know, you said, oh, I can do this. Now, at the beginning, certainly maybe the first few weeks, because you had 3 months until the deadline, you may have felt comfortable and confident that, you know, I'm going to really do this. But you really weren't doing anything to make it come true. Yeah, I'm going to get a good grade. I'm going to step up. This is going to be a great project. So the first month, you really did nothing. But in the back of your mind, it may have been marinating, you know, kind of, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. But you didn't take specific action. You didn't get up earlier in the morning. You didn't stay up late at night. You really didn't do the research involved, but you still had plenty of time, right? Even if you didn't do anything except for let it marinate to think about it, you still had 2 months left, right? And then it was almost painful to get to work. I don't know about you, but I wasn't one of those disciplined guys that I started right away and I did a little bit of work every single day for 3 months. No, that wasn't me at all, right? And so maybe in the second of 3 months that you had to get it done, you know, you started, you know, sitting around watching TV in the back of your mind. You weren't just marinating, thinking that you had plenty of time. You said, man, I got to take action. I mean, time's slipping away. I don't have to be in some panic mode yet, but it's getting closer. Right? You got to start taking action. And so when you did some of the fun things, you weren't quite as disciplined. Now you're kind of paying a little bit of a price, meaning that it wasn't quite so fun to watch TV, to do all these parties and naps and whatever it took, you know, taking a little bit easy on yourself, taking those weekend trips. It wasn't quite as pleasurable in that second month as it was in the first month, because in the back of your mind, it was kind of ruined a little. It was ruined a little because you knew you had to really step up and really get some work done, and that had to start pretty soon. Now, then we get into the third of 3 months. It's due in a month, right? And all of a sudden, something shifts. And I don't know for you if it was the last 4 weeks or maybe it was the last 2 weeks. Maybe it was last week. I'm not really sure what it was for you. I am not too proud to tell you that for me, I would turn it on in that last week and last few days. I'd turn into Superman, right? And so, you know, certainly, you're thinking about it all the time. Certainly, you're not screwing around as much. You're doing a little bit of work, but you haven't gone into that Superman mode yet. And even the thought of watching TV, clown around, taking a weekend off with your friends, you wouldn't do it. Even if you didn't work, you do your work and prepare this term paper on that weekend, you didn't go with your friends. You didn't do that weekend because you just wouldn't have any fun because you would have to do this. And then you'd be sitting around that weekend and you're thinking, wow, I didn't even do anything with my friends and I didn't get the work done. You know, you kind of go through that it's painful now, right? Then something shifts where it's too painful to do something fun. It's too painful not to do anything. And then you show what you're really made out of and you start kicking it up another gear. And then all that Superman abilities that you had inside you all the time, all that creativity, all the resources of other people, putting it all together. I mean, you step up because of the pain that's involved and maybe some of the pleasure. And then you get jumping on, and it's not even nearly as difficult as you made it out to be, the actual actions that you had to take or that whole mental and emotional roller coaster that you went through. And then more often than not, I mean, you just come through. Like sometimes at the last minute, but it's, that was that deadline. You went through this whole process. You've done that many times in your life, and you come out the other end. Those deadlines, right? It may seemed that having that deadline, why am I doing this? Why do I have to do all this? It really helped you in so many ways, or you would have never gotten it done. You would have never put it all together. You know, never would have called upon all those talents and resources that you have, right? Deadlines are so massively important to everything that you do. That's just one example, and you probably have had that example, experienced that for yourself many, many times to know the power of deadlines, right? So here's the challenge now as an adult, as someone who wants to take their life together, who's listening to a podcast like this. You don't have a lot of those deadlines necessarily. Maybe if you work for a job, or maybe you, even if you have a structured business, I mean, you could form hard deadlines, but really it's going to be all up to you. What kind of those self-imposed deadlines, that's going to make the difference. I mean, you appreciate, and you know, like when it comes to your job, those deadlines are important, or you would never get this stuff done. But somebody else created those. I mean, what's going to separate you from where you are now to the life that you really want is how many of those self-imposed deadlines that you create, that self-imposed pressure, that angst that you throw upon yourself. That you think, why am I doing all? I mean, why am I putting myself through all this? I don't have to. I don't have to go through this pain and anxiety. I had to do that back in school. I have to do that for my job. But it's when it's taken my own life to the next level. I don't have to do all this. And you play that game in your mind. Well, you know, you got to stop and smell the roses. You can't be intense all the time or whatever. You know, I'm doing better than most. You're doing whatever you can in your mind to push away that pain that you created for yourself and ask yourself why you even done it. You even put yourself in that position, right? I can think of a million times that I've done that in my life. The ones, the pressures that I've had, I mean, for writing for the Muscle magazines, that was an experience. But, you know, I got a great tip from a very, very successful businessman, a writer, and an icon in the whole bodybuilding world, the supplement world, Bill Phillips, who wrote Body for Life, a supplement company owned him. I mean, he revolutionized the supplement business that I am in now. And I had the privilege of meeting him back when you know, I was a bodybuilder and very, very successful in so many different ways. And maybe I heard this through, I don't know, motivational tapes. Maybe I read this in books. Maybe I've had a lot of people tell me this. But for some reason, when he told me this, I have so much respect for him that it just burned into my nervous system, right? I can tell you the exact place, where I was, what the scene looked like when he said, you got to have deadlines. You got to have deadlines. And being a writer himself and me, you know, starting my career in the fitness writing business, he said, you know, you don't even start your article until the deadline, meaning that if it was due on the 15th, you know, he said, you don't even start, you don't even get on paper until the 15th. And now, I'm not saying he said that was the ideal way to go about it, just said that's what it normally is. And this guy, he was the editor-in-chief of a magazine, dealing not only with his own deadlines for his own articles, but his whole staff. So this guy knew all about deadlines, especially when it came to writing for the magazines. I found that to be so true. And that same process that I had gone through during school, term papers that I think you can relate to, that's what it was every single month when it came to an article, right? I mean, I was always due on the 15th, and I had always, just for the first couple weeks, just let it marinate and have a good time. Oh, I've got to do this, but I got plenty of time. And then I'd go through that a week or so, just sitting on the couch or whatever, going, oh, I got to do that. I got to do that, right? And then I'd kick it all together, you know, usually a couple days past the deadline, and that's when it would get done. And I think that the editors in chief, they kind of know for the magazines, I think they know that's how it works. So maybe they shift that up a little, right? So that was a deadline created by somebody else, not really necessarily me and how awesome I am. I mean, maybe when you're in that situation, when you put yourself in that situation, I mean, that's you and your strength and your power and your courage and your initiative. But the deadline, you know, is created really by somebody else. Now think about this: when all these things, for whatever reason, you created that deadline for yourself, that's what's going to make the difference in your life. How many of those times are you going to have to step up, put that pressure on yourself, put yourself through all that angst just because you have high standards? That's going to be the difference. Who has those high standards? Who has to get it done just because, right? And I know that there's areas in your life that you already do that, right? So that self-imposed pressure, I mean, how does that apply to you? And those things that you're, you know, you're really good at in life, right? I bet you have a lot of those things that people are like, wow, you're so disciplined. Why do you get to the gym all the time? Or, man, you're so great at this. What's your thought process? And you just go, well, I just do it, right? So think about that. Think about how raising your standards and creating more of those self-imposed and believing them. There's no sense saying, oh, I have to really get this project done. I have to write that book, or I don't know, I have to go through all the Morning Connection podcasts and catch up where I missed out. I want to start implementing some of these things that Skip talks about. There's no sense in creating those deadlines and if you don't feel enough angst or pressure to actually do them. You got to convince yourself that you must do that, just like those things that you're great at. You must do them, even though you really don't have to, but to you, your code, your identity, who you are, where you're going, you got to do more of that in these areas that you need to improve on, those standards, right? Now, another thing that to tie this all in, I want to talk about cycling your intensity. That's something I talked about in an earlier podcast this week, is that, you know, you can't go out all the time, and I don't want you to convince yourself that you're always at a level 10 as far as intensity. Not that you should be okay with that, all right? But what I don't want you to do is start convincing yourself, oh, yeah, I work hard all the time, where that's not true, but you've created this code of conduct, so to speak, that you go all out, you're intense all the time, where, you know, that's not necessarily humanly possible. And so I don't want you to convince yourself, because the goal is to go all out all the time, even if you're not getting the results that you want, that, you know, you're really at an 8, but you've convinced yourself that's a 10. And then before you know it, you go through the normal ups and downs and you go, well, I'm not at a 10, but you never were at a 10 anyway, because you convinced yourself. So now you're 8 is what you convince yourself as a 10 is now a 7, a 6, a 5, right? So it's just be forgiving to allow yourself as a human being and always just, you know, measure how close you are to giving your all, right? But cycling your intensity. And I talked about how it's leading up, it's the first of the month. You know, what do you take? What is it when it's the beginning of the week, a brand new week, when it's the beginning of a new month or a new year? Do those mean nothing to you? It's just one more week? Or do you use them as a new beginning, just some starting point? You know, a lot of times in the first of the year, I see a lot of people's social media posts in there. So, all these goals and writing things down and using the first of the year. Everybody's going to fail in this and that. You know, well, what other people do, most people fail at mostly everything they do. Right? It's like, how can we use all the resources available, like the beginning of the month, as we are here today, the beginning of the week, beginning of the year? You know, we're 4 months. We just finished 4 months of this year already. Doesn't it seem to have flown by? What if you did raise your standards and focus on certain things and create some self-imposed pressure? And you had now 4 months. 4 months to focus on one area of your life in a more structured, more disciplined, more all-out manner. Where would you be right now? Well, you know, 4 more months this year is going to be over before you know it. What can you do? Right? Maybe there's something I'm jarring in your mind. Like, yeah, that now is the time to take action. I'm not going to let another 4 months go by. But the thing is, this resource, like the beginning of the month, when the calendar turns one at the beginning of the month, or it becomes Monday, the beginning of the week, you can use that resource to help you become better. You know, I want you to start looking at the beginning of the month, and the beginning of the week is a time to raise your standards, to just recoup, forgive yourself of all the sins of the past, things that, you know, you fell short on, and optimistically look, well, what can I specifically do? What are the specific actions I can take now? And, you know, just do your best with a new standard, a new beginning every single week. So I was talking about this week how I wanted you to think about cycling that energy and stepping up for a week. I step up for 1 week every month. And I never really created a name for it before, right? The last couple podcasts, as you know, as we kind of go through this, develop. So I did come up with the name of that first week where I raise my standards. I go overboard. I create specific actions that would prove to myself that I'm totally dedicated, right? Instead of just assuming that my standards are high enough, just assuming I really want it. And it's just 1 week out of four, right? I just examine my standards and think, well, what else can I do? Well, what else can I do? What else can I do if I'm really committed to this thing, this life, this vision, these accomplishments, these feelings and our emotions? I want you to do the same thing. And so I did name it. It's called Pity Week. P-I-T-Y. Pity Week. Right now, it seems like a negative connotation. I think we can use that, you know, negative connotation to help us out. But let me first tell you what that acronym means. Okay, Pity. Prove it to yourself week. Prove it to yourself week. Pity. Pity week, all right? And what I mean by that is we talk about it. You know, how do you build confidence? What is self-esteem? It's when you do something that impresses even you, not other people, right? I mean, I guess if it impresses other people, that's fine, but it's you versus you. And we all know when we're really putting out. We all know things what our normal standard is. We know when we push past our normal standards and put in extraordinary effort or we're extraordinarily brilliant or creative, you know, or efficient, right? We do something that even impresses ourselves. We prove it to ourselves, right? We prove it to ourselves. So during Pity Week, Prove It to Yourself Week, just create a whole bunch of things, little things, small things that you know. And it's just a sprint. You know, I talked about cycling your intensity and, you know, if I told you to run, okay, I want to run, I want to get in shape, I want to do it in a timely manner, okay, start running, right? Well, you don't know if you're going to run a marathon 26.2 miles, you're going to run 5 miles, you're going to run around the block, or you're going to run 100 feet. Knowing all that will make a huge difference on the very start of your week, let's say, or the start of your month. If you only had to run, you know, 100 feet, man, you're going to have a lot more intensity, put a lot more effort because the finish line, so to speak, is so close. Right? That's how we want to go about this pity week. Prove it to yourself week. Right? It's short. All right? It's fun expanding yourself, putting, again, deadlines, self-imposed pressure, right? Raising our standards just for a week, proving to ourselves, creating that self-discipline, all right? Creating that confidence and that self-esteem by proving it to ourselves. So I want you to identify a whole bunch of things that you can do, not, you know, just a few things, however many you're comfortable with, that will just signify it to you. They don't have to directly lead to a result all the time, although that's the plan. Little things that you can do that will prove it to yourself that you are really committed to this goal. And so I started this week. The first thing I did was put my alarm clock to 3:45 a.m. instead of 4 o'clock, right? So every single morning, I'm proving it to myself. If I roll out of bed, which, you know, I did at the beginning of this week that I'm going to sprint through. So right off the bat, I'm proving it to myself by just getting up 15 minutes earlier. Now, for what I do, I mean, that's huge. It gets me more clear in what I'm doing, more mentally flexible, right? Because before, I had a half an hour to get myself ready and get myself clear about how I was going to stand and deliver and put out this message to the world day by day, helping you become the best you can be and getting one step closer to create that win-win situation. So, you know, I get closer to my vision by, again, creating that tremendous value to you. You reciprocate it by supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. If you're on the fence and you say, man, that guy knows what he's talking about. I like the cut of his jib. I want some of that in my life. I'm going to get this one-on-one coaching. Whatever it is, we create a win-win situation. And so every single day, I'm out there doing my thing, right? Helping you out. So that 15 minutes just gets me a little bit more clear. Also, reviewing my day, getting crystal clear, right? But more than all that, more than its direct benefit that's so tangible, I just proved it to myself. There's other things that I'm going to do this week. You know, I talk about how podcasts are so awesome, listening to information that if you're going to take your life and your thoughts and your actions to the next level, you know, what you're doing, you can do the things that you already know you should do, but sometimes you're going to have new thoughts, new strategies, new inspiration. It's going to come from other people's thoughts and ideas and journeys. And hopefully that's what I'm doing for you by you listening to this podcast. You're listening to the world from my perspective, and it may inspire you. It may just make you look at your situation a whole lot differently. Well, I know I have to do the same thing too. I talk about listening to my headphones every chance I can get it. How can make a boring situation make me more productive? Well, you know, one thing that I'm committed to is going to the gym at least 5 days a week for at least an hour. Now, I'll just tell you this, is that every single time I go to the gym, I don't feel like listening, doing something disciplined, and listening to powerful information, even though I already know that it could change my life, that one new thought, one new action that I learned from others through a podcast and already working out and being even more productive with my time. Hopefully, maybe that's what you're doing right now. But I don't feel like it. Maybe you don't feel like this all the time either. Well, this week, I'm going to commit every minute I'm in the gym. I'm going to, even if I hate it, even though I want to listen to music, I can't be pushing yourself all the time, Skip. You know that step where you put yourself through that. Well, this week, during pity week, I'm going to prove it to myself by listening to the powerful information that's all loaded up on my smartphone. Right? And I have a whole bunch of little things like that I'm going to pay more attention to, stretch myself, create deadlines. You know, I'm accountable by, you know, telling you these things and all. If you want to know some more of the things that I do, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. But I want you to think about what you can do for, you know, pity week, P-I-T-Y, prove it to yourself week. So when you go to bed at night, you know that you're doing something concrete, tangible, specific. You line it out for yourself. Right, here's the other thing. Here's the other side. Remember we talked about pleasure? Let's talk about the pain aspect. Both sides can help you get the most out of yourself, right? So the pity part, you know, you ever sit and go, oh, why aren't I getting close to my goals? Why does it seem like he gets all this and all that? I'm as hard as a worker. I'm dedicated. He's not as dedicated as me. Everybody has all the breaks. You go through that pity party, right? You get all that pity for yourself, right? Where you know in your mind, if it's this puzzle, it's this combination lock, you know, just figuring it out, right? That you know you could do it, but you go into this pity parties, those where you pity yourself modes, right? Well, anytime you feel like pitying yourself this week, are you living up to those standards, those new standards for your sprint week, for your pity week, to your prove it to yourself week? Are you living up to those self-imposed standards that you took the time to specifically identify will take you to the next level? Because if you're not doing those things, why are you pitying yourself? Right? Why are you feeling sorry for yourself if you're not even doing the things that you took the time? So see how that pity, prove it to yourself, and that pity, don't pity yourself if you're not getting closer. I mean, the worst thing is when you can't, you're at point A and you can't get to point B. It's not coming as quickly as you want, not easily, right? And that's what we all go through. The worst thing in the world is feeling helpless, pitying yourself, thinking that life is stacked against you, people are stacked against you. That's the worst feeling. You can take control by pushing yourself, raising your standards, sprinting, cycling your intensity, specifically identifying those things, little things that you can do every single day just for the exercise of it. And so what I'm going to do is, as your coach, as your friend, I mean, we're going to take ourselves at the first week of every month through this pity week, right? And just play with it and add new distinctions. I want you to, you know, send me what you're doing. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com if you're ready for the challenge, and we'll go through this as we go through this journey together. So here we go. We begin pity week. All right. So let's do our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Hell, during this next sprint, this pity week, this prove it to yourself week, hell, you should have a lot of things when we talk about this morning, right? This time, you know, you're specifically going to identify those things. You know, here's another thing is that as you continually do this, man, a year from now, your standards, what you expect from yourself, what you know you're capable of doing, it's just going to go off the charts. It's going to just get higher and higher and higher. What seemed like a stretch in the past is just going to be who you are and what you're all about. It's going to become a lot easier for you. All right. So what was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that, you know, life was pretty darn good? Just something, something big, something small. I want you to notice those things. I want you to get in the habit of noticing them before, during, and after. But what was that one thing yesterday that impressed even you? All right, what's that one thing? Stop and visualize for 3 seconds, just a short 3 seconds. What's that one accomplishment, achievement, that thing, that feeling, that emotion, that experience that you really, 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 really want? That would take weeks, if not months of it would take months. I keep on saying this. It's months, if not years. If it only takes you weeks, that's not what we want to do here. And I know our life is filled with these shorter-term plans and goals. This would take months, if not years, of you stepping up, maybe going through 20 cycles of pity weeks, proving it to yourself weeks, right, before you actually, you know, achieved this achievement, this feeling, this emotion, this experience that you really, really want. You'd have to step up in this manner, have the momentum, grow your confidence by actually doing specific things, by stepping up to the angst and the pain of the self-imposed pressure, right? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that. If you've been doing this for a while, make that vision even more clear, more detailed. Touch it, taste it, feel it. Step into it, right? Right? Is what you're doing right now, and I know what you're doing right now is helping get closer to those results that you really want, but get yourself in the habit of asking yourself that question. Is what you're doing right now really helping you to the results that you really want? And again, on top of that, there's no sense me asking you that. Is what you're doing right now really helping you get to the results that you really want if you don't have those results clearly identified? That is what you really want and not something that's a stopgap, right? It's what you really want is the results that you've taken the time to really think about. What are those results that you really want? All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate you doing this for yourself. I appreciate you for allowing me to come into your life in this manner. We're going on this journey together. It's an amazing ride, isn't it? Even during the challenging times, just stepping up and asking more of yourself. Well, You know, get on your pity week today, even if it's not quite the beginning of the week. Maybe you listen to this podcast later. We'll go through this every single month at the beginning of the month, you and I together as we take our lives to the next level. All right, thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding and supplement line. And thank you to all my coaching clients around the world who have put your faith and trust in me, and you made this a part of your day. It's an addition. It's a setup to your coaching to listen to this every single day. Right, it just starts us off at a higher level when we do that one-on-one where we talk about your specific goals. Thank you for putting your trust in me. And for all my future clients, where I know you're on the edge right now, you know you want some of this energy. You know you want some of this insight, and you want it to take it, have me help you apply it directly to where you're at, your specific situation. I know you're waiting. Send me that email right now. Don't wait any longer. Skip at skiplacour.com. Have a great day. Keep on keeping on. Hey, we'll connect again tomorrow.